Today we're going to dive into the world of streaming Christmas services, and we're going to discuss how to reach a wider audience, create lasting digital archives, and engage your online viewers. Next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast. This is episode number 452. I'm Phil Thompson, and Michael Gray is with us today. Michael, how are you?
Doing great. Good to be here with you, Phil.
All right. Steve is literally working on a kitchen sink.
True. Very true.
And you were working on it yesterday with him.
Yes, I was helping mount it, and he is overhauling his kitchen DIY.
Oh, good. Well, he's able to do something like that, and of course, you're able to as well. You've done a lot of that stuff over the years as well, so I'm sure he's relying very heavily on your help. So,
yep, that is something I did for years and still enjoying. I enjoy doing it now just for friends and family.
Yeah. Well, good. I'll call you next year. So
certainly so. I'll be there.
All right. I had our dishwasher, you know, the water that runs when it rinses goes back under the sink to the disposal, and it had a slow leak. And I didn't know it had a slow leak for probably months.
Oh,
and
boy.
So now I got a kind of a warped bottom under the sink, which
does almost everyone.
I guess I should tear that. I guess there's a chance of mold, I guess, so I should probably pull that out.
If it's wet, yeah, and you should at least, if not, put a new board in to reinforce that cabinet.
Yeah. Okay, I might need your help on that, at least some ideas on it. But all right, well, that's our podcast today, folks. Thanks for being with us.
There you go. How to DIY your kitchen overall.
All right. Well, as I said earlier, this is episode 452. We're actually going to talk a little bit about Christmas. It's November 21st right now when we're recording this. Christmas is coming up, and we want to talk a little bit about how you can evaluate, or actually elevate, maybe evaluate too, but elevate your Christmas service with streaming video, how you can use those things. I do want to say right off the bat here that this episode is brought to you by Daily Dive 365, dailydive365.com. And actually, we're going to probably mention this a little bit during our podcast, because this is a tool that can take your sermons and can create content 7 days a week. And we're not just talking video content. Yeah, it will do sermon clips or whatever, but it will take daily devotionals. It will create daily devotionals in your pastor's voice if you wanted to. And it's a great way to connect people. It's a great way to keep your people connected during the week. You can also use it to bring a little more energy to your small groups when you're having small group meetings. If people have subscribed to this, and it actually comes on, it's an app, but it can also come in your own church's app. We can make it that. So
I like my daily devotions in Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice.
Yeah.
There's a wide variety of voices you can choose from, but not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It doesn't have Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was joking.
Yeah, but it doesn't. But that's a
great
idea.
There are voices.
Maybe we should do that.
Or you can have it clone your pastor's voice, and it'll do in pastor's voice a daily study, and they're great studies.
Yeah, it's got polls and it's got some other things to it. It's a fun little thing. We've just recently launched it. And look, it's a 30-day free trial with no obligation. But tell you what, let's do this. Let's make an executive decision here. If you go to dailydive.com, dailydive365.com, and you sign up, let us know you signed up. You can send us an email or something, and we'll give it to you for 60 days instead of 30 days.
You're feeling very generous at Christmas, Phil.
I am, exactly.
All right, I am. There you go.
Steve's probably going to freak out when he hears that, but we'll give
that's
it
what
to
he
you
gets for—that's what he gets for not being here today.
Exactly, we'll give it to you for 60 days. But you got to let us know. People are signing up, but you got to let us know you heard it here on the podcast, the Church Solutions Podcast.
Email us at support@streamingchurch.tv and say, I signed up. Give me my 60 days.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And obviously, dailydive365.com is us,
Yes.
but we also do streaming. All right, so let's talk a little bit about streaming here. Christmas is coming up, and as we know, we've rung this bell a lot over the years between you and I, and all of us here. And Christmas is a great time to reach people, new people, as well as people that have been around for a while but haven't been coming around much. Everybody likes to come to church on Christmas, or at least be a part of something spiritual and Christmassy. So even if they don't come, they could watch online. We also want to talk about the preparing them to you can use your streaming video to get people to your door, if they're local in your area, but you could also use it globally. So look, it's a great tool. The pandemic's all but over, I guess, but still, people are looking for your church. And when they go to look for a church in their neighborhood, or they're looking for answers for something, they're going to try to find you online first. And so we want to talk a little bit about that today.
All right, let's dig in.
Okay, let me put my glasses on. So, where are we going first with this? So, Christmas Eve is a big time, and
Huge.
Christmas Day, right?
Can be really huge.
It can be
And
very huge. Yeah.
that's the time of year where typically people have traveled to mom or grandma's house, and she says, I want you guys to go to Christmas Eve service with me. So you can, if you launch it right, have a really gigantic service with a lot of guests in attendance.
Online, you're talking about here.
Both, yeah,
Both ways.
online
Okay.
and live,
Yeah.
but yes.
Okay. So I think that, again, I want to hit this again. You've got a tool here, streaming video, and we're starting to take it for granted now, but it's a great opportunity to use it for more than just a service. You can use it to promote services coming up like Christmas or even Thanksgiving, but you can do things on streaming video. You don't just have to stream Sunday mornings.
Really? You
I
can
know,
stream
shocking.
more than Sunday mornings.
Shocking, right? You can, especially with us, you can stream anytime with us. Streamingchurch.tv. You can stream anytime. So I would encourage people to begin to put together some meaningful content that you could stream during the day or during the evenings, and you could even do what we have simulated live, so you don't even have to be at the church. You can set things up to stream.
You
Not
could
even
do
have to
the.
have a live encoder. You can just set it up with our simulated live to stream 24 hours if you wanted to.
You could do the 12 days of Christmas, the 21 days of Christmas, and have a small study each day that you either do live or, as you said, record it and then do simulated live so that in the busy time of Christmas, people have another opportunity to connect with you in a deeper way, connect with God in a deeper way, more importantly.
Yeah, and people too. I mean,
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
all about connecting not only with God but with people. So one of these things that we want to just really encourage you and kind of maybe remind you if you do streaming video and I haven't really done much of it is to really sit down and think about, okay, what can we do here the next few weeks to not only get people to watch our stream, but also, again, if there are people in the local area to eventually get to your facility, and we've always said this, we've had Jason Moore on here before. It's both and, so you can stream and also reach people at your facility, at your building. So I just want to really take advantage of that. So there's some things you can do. You can do some pre-recorded things. If you have even content that's Christmassy content, you could take stuff that you've already done and run it, either simulated live with us or load the video in your encoder, depending on who you use for your streaming sources. And you can stream some things, and then you want to promote that stuff right now in your newsletter, in the emails that you send your people, social media. And just get that out there because we had a webinar yesterday. Was it yesterday? When did we have our webinar?
Tuesday.
And we had Bart Blair, and he talked about, how to reach people, Google, and he talked about those three rings. And if, by the way, if you ever want to go and look at all the webinars we've done, they're free. You just go to streamingchurch.tv/webinar, and you can see not only the one we did Tuesday here, but the one we've done the last several years. And one of the things he talked about is, there's people out there that have issues and they're looking for answers. That was the third ring, if I remember right, that he talked about. He talked about three rings.
Yeah, they have troubles, problems. They're looking up ways to solve the problem with my marriage, or my kids are driving me crazy.
And what kids don't. But so there's content that you can use to help solve people's problems. So it's not just about, hey, get into my church and get saved. It's helping people with their needs. Jesus always met people's needs. Everywhere he went, he was ministering to their needs. And so
Absolutely.
a lot of times as a church, we get focused on, well, we just want to get people in the door and we want to get them saved and all that. And that's fine. But why not have the mindset of, hey, I can stream content and do other things that will create opportunities for people to get help with addictions, with, as you just mentioned, marriage issues, kids issues, kitchen sink issues, those kind of things.
I think a great one would be how to tolerate your family at Christmas time or at the
Exactly.
holidays. How to make it a better experience for you. I'm joking, but I'm serious.
No,
I mean,
it's true,
really, that
genuinely.
would be a felt need that people have. I don't want, I heard somebody say it the other day, in some extended family. I'm gonna dread this holiday. Not at our house, but somebody else's house, and they were like, "Oh, I don't want to go, but it's the holidays and it's family. I have to go." So, very much a felt need. If I would encourage you to watch that webinar because you talked about the value of maybe for Christmas, run $100, run a Google ad, and use some of that felt need content that people are looking for online to help them answer their questions, as well as you can live stream those the questions that are out there, pick the top 10 questions people ask at the holidays, and then do a Bible study every day on the 10 topics of that people are most asking questions about at Christmas.
That's really powerful stuff. And especially, this with this election year that we had, and there's just divisions within families, you don't have to be it can be a you can work, you can it can be a tolerable experience over the holidays if you are careful and understand, and that's such a good that's a very good point. So again, we have so much content. We were talking about this the other day, all of us here at the staff, and how much content we've produced. And those webinars that we've done over the years have great content. And as you just mentioned, that Google webinar, streamingchurch.tv/webinar. I hope that's the right link. And you
It
can watch
is.
it. And there's other webinars on there as well. But you're right. I mean, you can really take some powerful information from those webinars, especially that one, and you can use it to your advantage to really help people. It's all about helping,
Absolutely.
right? So again, this is a tool. Streaming video technology is a tool that you can use to reach people right where they're at. So social media, and even text messages, those kind of things, get people pointed to whatever you're doing. If you want to do live streaming every day, if you want to do recorded stuff, and then create some kind of a Christmas deal and record that, just I think powerful stuff. So and again, you can hit people locally where you're at, and you can also help people in different parts of the world, so just a powerful thing. Okay. All right, so where else are we going with this? We want to encourage people to promote what you're doing, everything you're doing for this Christmas, and whatever these things we've just talked about. If one of those things, really hit you and go, yeah, that's a great idea, I should do some of this stuff, you want to make sure you get that information out there on social media on a regular basis. Don't just post it once.
Yeah, no, daily.
It's got to be daily. Get a little creative in your
Yeah.
content, your church newsletters, your emails that you're sending out. Text messaging is a great way
It's the
to reach
best.
people. They open
Absolutely.
up, I forget what the stat is, but it's well over 80% of the people will read
Yes.
their text
Yes.
messages.
Which email is typically, if you're killing it, I mean, you're the best newsletter crafter there is, you might get half of that percentage from a newsletter that you would get from a text message campaign.
And again, hate to, well, not hating to, but I'll bang the gong again for one of the things we did. We had a podcast a couple of weeks ago with Stephen Foster from outreach.com, and he had some really good information on that Church Solutions podcast that we did a couple of weeks ago. Again, on how to reach people. Snail mail still works.
Does and you want to think in terms of who's the purple cow, what's the purple cow, and that means what's nobody doing. If everybody has abandoned snail mail, then that's a way you want to go. If everybody has abandoned social media, then you want to be there for sure too. You want to reach out and expand in the ways that you're trying to reach people. I know we're going to probably talk about it a little bit more, but one of the things we always did was we created a digital invite. We crafted a video from the senior pastor saying, I want to invite you to our Christmas Eve service. It's going to be this, it's going to be this. Your family's going to love it. We've got things for the kids and youth and all these ages. And then we made it to where it was super easy for the members of the church to share that and invite their friends. Hey, come join me for this service. Here's the information and a little video about it. There's lots of ways to creatively invite people to your experience online and attending live at your church.
Yeah, we used to use little business cards that would have just very little things you could hand out. And really, we're real big. I don't know where we got this, if it was when I was on staff at your church, but every member is a minister. So you want to really make sure that your people understand that they're part of ministry. It's not just the leadership team, it's not just the pastor, but everybody. So everybody can invite their friends to watch online. Steve likes to talk about how easy it is. It's not easy to go visit a church you've never been to, but it is much easier to invite somebody to watch something online because they don't like it. They can just walk away, from the computer or shut it off,
Turn the channel.
turn the
It's
channel.
the most approachable way to experience church for somebody who's not currently going to church. They can try it out, and it works. We have people coming into our church all the time that said, "Man, I watched you guys for a month, and this is my church." The first time they walk in the door, "We're staying here. We like what you do. Now we're going to experience it live." So this is a great opportunity. Every year, Christmas and Easter, people are open to experiencing your services. So I think we also have on there, if you're ramping up the amount of people that are going to see your services, you want to make sure the experience is creative and quality. You want both of those things. All of your equipment working at top notch for the experience to be the best that it can be. And then be creative. It's Christmas. Do something different. Do something fun. Do something that catches people's attention and maybe gets them to tune in and watch your service online.
And if you start doing that kind of stuff now, if they're locally, there's a good chance they'll show up at your door, at your facility. And I call it facility, but your church building, whatever. So those kind of things you can put some thought in. So it's not too late to start doing some things. And even if you did short little things, you don't have to do an hour long sermon. You could do some short little things. As we said at the very top of this podcast, you could do some things and set them up to stream every day with simulated live. You don't even have to be at the facility. You don't have to be at the encoder to do that.
You know, if you had Daily Dive 365,
Yeah, what is that? Tell us a little more about
You
that.
could actually plug all of your Christmas content in and auto-publish a lot of it out to other platforms
That's right.
in Bible studies and videos. And it's
Yeah.
kind of like a machine that does a lot of this for you, to where you do little 5-minute snippets. That is, here's something else you need to know about how to relate with your family this Christmas, or how to enjoy Christmas, even though you've lost a loved one.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff. And a nice thing about dailydiet365.com is that you can edit stuff. You don't just have to turn it over to the thing and go, "Oh, it's AI. Hope it does okay." You can actually edit some stuff
Yes,
very
and you
easily.
should. Yes.
And you should. You definitely should be looking at the content before, but it'll do podcasts for you. It'll do a daily podcast for you, you know. It'll do
Amazon Alexa, it'll put it on a Amazon Alexa, and
Yeah.
I bet you there aren't a whole lot of places that are actually doing that. So you may be one of the few that are getting in front of new people by being on. I gotta stop saying the word out loud. It's activated one over here that's
You have the
wanting me to
device.
talk to it.
You have the
Allegra. We say
yeah.
Allegra, that way it doesn't
Okay.
activate.
All right. I have Google in here, but we have Alexa in different parts of our house. Okay, so let's just kind of wrap this up. We've kind of been shamefully plugging
Not
dailydiet365.com.
intentionally, but it's a great tool.
I just think it's something that you could
It
certainly use.
is. It'll save you a ton of time.
But if you do want to sign up for it, just go to dailydiet365.com. It's a 30-day free trial. And if you say that you heard it here on the Church Solutions podcast, we'll give it to you for 60 days. And who knows, you might twist our arm. You might even get something else out of it. I don't know. But
Yeah, who knows?
we're pretty good at that stuff. We're pretty generous. All right. So
I think Phil's gonna send you a lump of coal.
there you go.
No, he's not.
And look, you can always make a free trial. We're talking about streaming video. We're talking about how you can make your streaming video better, especially during the Christmas services and holidays. If you haven't done a streamingchurch.tv free trial, you just go to streamingchurch.tv and create a free trial. If you did one in the past and you didn't do anything with it, or you did it for a little while and whatever, we can still work with you. We can get you going again on it. So,
Absolutely. Yep.
you may try to make a free trial. If you already had one, it's going to tell you that you can't do that. But reach out to us, and we'll do something magical and make it so you can
Make it work.
use streamingchurch.tv again, even if you've done it in your past. And think about us is we're always available. So, you can always reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv, or on the phone or email or whatever. And we even have support
Live chat on the website, even.
7 days a week. We do support, and we're happy to help you. So, all right, good. All right, so again, this podcast is really just designed today to really just help you think a little more about Christmas. Think, I hate to use the term outside the box, but think outside the box. It's an old term, but try to think
It's
a little
Christmas.
differently.
You're supposed to think inside the box because it's a gift box that you're. Is that how? No, maybe not. Inside the box, outside the box. Well, some great ideas and great suggestions about that. And I think we have you're going to do another podcast coming up soon.
We'll do one next
About
week.
some ways to partner with nonprofits for Christmas, right?
Yeah, there's some things you can do, and I think it's a great idea that to really consider. Again, it's we mentioned about it's not just about getting people in your door, but there's some things you can partner with local charities, things like toy drives, holiday meal distribution stuff. You could adopt a family. There can be some senior outreach things, even pet stuff, pet charity things. I mean,
Adopt a pet.
yeah.
I actually adopted a pet. That one, my dog I currently have, I adopted him at a Adopt a Pet Christmas event.
Really? Wow. Which one is that?
Jordy,
Okay. Yeah.
the white
Yeah.
eye
Yeah. Yeah.
husky
Yeah.
mix.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we adopted a dog And I should say he adopted us. I mean,
Yeah.
it was a great experience, and he
Yes.
passed away several years ago, and it broke my
Oh, man.
heart.
Sorry.
Yeah, he had cancer.
That's
Yeah,
tough.
we were with him for about 10 years, and it just
Yeah.
broke my heart. And
Yeah.
I don't want to do it again. I just feel like
It's painful. Hey, man, you got to put yourself out there with people and with pets.
I know. Yeah, you do, but it's hard sometimes. All right, so folks, if we can help you, if anything. We just kind of ad lib today. We didn't have a lot of notes or anything here, but we really want to help your church any way we can, help your ministry. It's what we're all about. We've been doing it now since 2001, and we're going to continue to do it. So just reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv, and if we can serve your church, even help you. I had somebody from somewhere in Africa reach out to us that they weren't even a customer and they were using somebody else and they were having issues. I gave him some advice. He actually did a Zoom meeting with me, and I gave him some advice and I said, let me know how that goes. And he wrote back the next week. He goes, you solved my problem.
Yeah.
I go, well, that's
Awesome.
great. I'm happy about that. I mean, he
Yep.
wasn't a customer,
Don't have to be a
but
customer to get help.
you don't have to be a customer. We'll try to help you. That's what it's all about. All right. So, Michael Gray, thank you so much for your input today. Really do
You
appreciate
bet.
it.
Happy to do it.
And folks, we do thank you for watching or listening to the Church Solutions podcast, whatever platform it is on. Subscribe to us and you'll never miss a podcast. Give us a rating. And if we can ever again help you, if anything, or if you have some topics you might want us to explore a little bit more, we've been doing this for a long time. And so we could probably help you with some of those topics. So just reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv. I'm Phil Thompson. He's Michael Gray on behalf of Steve Lacey, who's putting in a kitchen sink and doing other things. We wish you well. Take care of yourselves, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.